This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
I mean, sorry, but like, isn't this so us? Like, is this
I was kind of thinking that exactly.
Like, this is so us. Look, even the way we're sitting, it's like so perfectly, completely us. And like,
it's a very us moment.
To take something like this, which could be...
It's giving us vibes.
Oh, it is serving us. Mm-hmm. No, it's giving us, and also, it's an us moment. But this situation, obviously, that could be adversarial,
sure.
Contentious.
Yes.
And for us to say... Well, let's make a podcast
Come
out of it.
On.
I think there's
yes.
content here.
Yes.
You
let's
know?
Talk about
like,
it.
Let's just have it all out in the open. I mean, we're so big on translucency here.
Yes.
And just to say, like, hey, man, like, why don't you find out how the sausage gets made? Because this comes up every now and then. Like, there's so many podcasts. There's so many shows. Like, people are going to step on each other's toes.
Yeah.
There's going to be overlap. And
you just
then
sent a text,
you just sort
Ben,
through it.
I noticed.
No, I put it on sleep.
Because a lot of typing.
I would just get
choosing
the wrong thing.
Nervous.
I'm deeply into this, the two couples.
We just want to make sure
for that. Exactly.
We all our phones are in view. You notice we're not texting at all. We're not communicating with each other except on the microphone.
And no other advisors, no sort of like counsel. I think we agreed that this was going to be cleanest if we did it just together as
we
got
to get to the bottom of things. I mean,
no, we do. We do. Ben and Ione are here.
I brought my therapist, so I thought we could. Because while we're sitting in these couches, but I don't know, it'd be just us.
Yeah, well, I
just
think...
have them circle, if they could just be circling.
Yeah, the parking is bad, but yeah, we'll circle. That's fine.
But let's get out in front of like the positive, which is like, we're aware of the show. You know, obviously we're fans. We love the idea.
Yeah.
You know, no one is more familiar with... embracing the weirdness of your kind of couple dynamic.
Yes.
My hand is out here for you to kind of take
We've been doing this for a few years
now. No one's more aware of it than we are.
Yes, and you notice he missed the handhold first time.
I
could feel the breeze from the missed handhold.
But we're clumsy, we're awkward. That's like the weirdness of our thing. And so, and there's room in the space to have more than one show that explores that.
Yeah.
A lot of room at the top. But we actually, we consider ourselves students. We're here at the feet of the masters.
Oh, that's very good.
I mean, we are Johnny come latelys to the pod game. We know that.
Oh, we did. Yes, we have been around for longer. That's part of why it's even, you know, a conversation needs to be had.
That's what's so kind of weird about it.
That was weird to me to say, I think we kind of do that. And they're doing, which is like cool. I mean, that's like actually flattering. But just to, I mean, what do we, it's, I mean, is it an arbitration? I think like where we're just going to kind of figure out how to like be able to.
It's a margin call.
It's a margin call.
Because
we have to move
Peace
forward.
Talks.
And I want both shows to succeed. And I want them to succeed independently without us kind of butting heads all the time and like hating each other and like being pissed off every time. You know?
I consider that you guys are like Lil Kim.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, you know, another generation coming where there's Nicki Minaj, you go further down, you know, whatever. We're, you know, and we are, I think it succeeds for multiple generations if rather than feeling threatened, you take us under your wing, that we're proteges of sorts. We get the cosign.
Right. Or we stop. Mm-hmm. Or
one of us
you
stops.
Stop.
You
That's
stop.
The other way. Yeah. That's
or
the other
just,
way
or,
to think
and
about
one
it.
Of us could, wins, yeah. one of us loses, and like we just, one of them just stops.
But wouldn't it have been exciting if when Nicki had first emerged, because I do feel like it's a good example that Lil' Kim and Nicki Minaj, both great artists,
yeah,
both incredibly creative, but if Lil' Kim had said, like, maybe I talk about, and give an example of, like, one of her lyrics.
Like about sex, you mean, maybe?
She goes, maybe I talk about, okay, maybe I
maybe
talk
I cover
about
the sex,
this yeah. realm of sex.
Right.
And you explore this one, and then we each have our own lane.
Draw the
don't
line
we?
At the yes. belly button.
And it would force, those kind of boundaries force creativity, right?
Or a vertical division.
Yeah.
So to make sure we don't
like
cut
yeah,
the
or
same
front and back. Yeah.
yeah.
We just, yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's, right. like, then again, now with Nicki and what's happened
right
with Megan
Thee
Stallion.
That's how I want to split it.
Okay.
Right and left. You talk mm-hmm. about everything going on the right side. Mm-hmm.
Right wing sex and left wing sex.
I talk about the left. The
That'd
left
be interesting.
Stuff,
yeah.
You know?
Okay. It's just the one side. Yeah.
Cool.
And that invites like such vivid, specific yes. details. If every
two very
Nicki
rich
Minaj
areas.
Song was only about like the just the right side of an anaconda or just only a right butt cheek or.
Yeah,
did he? I mean, this is something she talks about. She raps about. This.
She actually has talked about. This,
yeah,
yes.
that's not.
So that's
I'm
not. He's not just like inventing that.
Do you know
not,
that like, in Tantra, there's like the right-handed path and the left-handed path?
So this is something we talk about a lot.
That's
on
ours.
The show,
that's
so
ours. We will talk about. That'll be ours.
Would really love if other podcasts are not talking about
Tantra
that.
Stuff has been that sort of established as like that's our home turf.
Yeah.
So. I do know that, and listeners will know that I know that. And
so
it'll
talk
be
about
you, for you
to talk about the show.
Our show,
just tell us about the show. I mean, plug your show. Yes. Right? It's you know got an audience here.
Plug
your
show, babe.
Me plug the show.
Not me plugging the show.
Yeah, I mean we have less of a theme than you. We have nothing. We're the Seinfeld. We have nothing.
We
have no
have nothing
concept.
Yeah.
That's
kind of,
nothing.
Yeah, that's kind of us.
Sort of
it's
ours
no
well,
idea.
Yeah.
There's no idea. So.
But, I'll tell you, our lifestyle is more aspirational than yours. I feel for listening.
I don't know, though. No? Also, you look like a cool surfer, but you're from the East Coast. It's like, everything's hitting.
Everything well, yeah, it's got hitting, it's like yes. some sort of cognitive dissonance.
Everything
there.
Is hitting both he's, different
you can't
and
pin him down.
Same.
Yeah,
you're working with the you're like the Australian of the pair. You're working with a more
yes,
Australian
and that is also something that was yeah, sort yeah, of ours.
We
having,
talk about that. One of us is
someone
Australian,
who is not
one of us is less so.
Officially Australian, but is culturally and every other way.
Yeah,
I'm Australian.
mm-hmm. Yeah, our pod is we fight a little.
We talked a lot about what he is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry. No, yeah. I mean,
do me.
Yeah, yeah. Let's do you. Let's do you.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm getting.
Let's read.
Okay, I'm getting. We have a friend who is an amazing aspiring actor and personal trainer.
Yeah,
and I think that. PT actor crossover is
yes.
like you could dominate
yes.
that shit.
Actor,
yes.
but like
yes.
not weak.
Not working, but also is working out.
Yes.
Yeah. So
and smarter than you look.
Yes. Like, yes. fucking yes, dude. Oh. But anyway, your show.
So yeah, we
had to get that.
No, so
out of the way.
Yeah, our podcast is, I think a lot of people like marriage, you know, without sounding like a family values politician or something, marriage is something people have become increasingly, I think, skeptical about. Mm. And we are two artists who
we know about that.
Yeah. There. Yeah. Sometimes even us,
right.
we
are sometimes skeptical.
No one was putting bets on our relationship to survive, put it that way. Like, okay. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, So I think people get some comfort in just watching two like artistic people who are quite odd in their own right, kind of making it work together, much like you guys.
Strange.
You
know? Yeah. Birds, yes, flock together.
But are they getting pleasure out of it because they, even though they lost money on it, is what you're saying?
Wait, who lost money?
Well, you're saying no one was betting on
the relationship. Oh, yeah. I do remember someone very specifically on Twitter saying, I give these guys 6 months when we got married. Mm-hmm. And I... I honestly
was there a hashtag? Did you search the hashtag? What was the hashtag?
No, but yeah. It was enough.
You didn't have a hashtag at all.
Look, that mm-hmm. was all the motivation I needed to keep the marriage healthy. I was like, I am going to prove this one Twitter mm-hmm. user wrong.
No, I mean, some of the strongest relationships are built on spite, competition.
Yeah.
Against anonymous social media users. Absolutely.
Yes, yes, yes. No, I mean, you know, you get motivated by the haters. I think, what did somebody say when we first started the podcast? They were like, I bet these guys aren't even going to do 5 months. Like... of episodes.
Very similar.
Yeah, yeah, a little long. Even worse. Yeah. A little even harsher.
Yeah.
They said. And look at us. We're going for how long is the marriage now?
Well, we're like, what, 15 years or something? Mm-hmm. But I feel like
that's
a podcast.
Us too. That's,
yeah. No, I feel like five, like, yeah. You guys are what, 10 seasons in?
10.
The marriage?
Yeah, we don't look at it in seasons.
No.
No, whatever. Yeah. 10.
So much is like.
But what, 5 years you've been doing it?
Like about? 10 years.
10 years.
11 years. 11 yeah. years of recording and then another 5 years of us having done it anyway.
I mean, 10 years of podcasting is mm-hmm. worth like 20 years of marriage. I think keeping a podcast together
yes.
is arguably has a lower success rate than marriages even.
I appreciate you saying that because a lot of people have tried to make the opposite argument that our podcast is a less sacred bond than their marriage. And
because
you to come
like
in and say,
of,
this is more impressive,
yes,
this is
this
stronger,
piece of
this
paper,
is more important, that puts us in a good
tax
place.
Arrangement, like for money mm-hmm. is somehow more meaningful than actually sitting and talking to each other
yeah.
and being filmed.
Did your guys' parents approve people. Of each other?
So,
not at first. Not at first. It was not an easy, you know, I kind of put my foot in my mouth a little bit with the folks.
His parent, I mean, like, and I was so nervous too because
I was freaking out.
You having a little milk the cat moment or something?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. No, thank God I didn't say that. That's so funny. Fucking crazy. That is like why your show works. Like milk the cat moment. No,
What is that though?
Yes, I didn't even want to ask.
What, like,
what are you
is that
talking
De Niro?
About?
Yeah,
what is
no,
that?
No, no, no.
De Niro.
Okay, meet the Faulkner. Yeah. Wait, was that
no,
De Niro?
I didn't
meet
the
Faulkner.
Okay.
Meet the Faulkner.
It's already, but the joke has been given
yes.
and too much airtime.
And they did that? And they did that?
They did that. There was a moment.
They did that? Okay.
There was a reference to it, to milking a cat.
They did that?
Don't.
Yeah.
No. No, I was just swearing a lot. I was swearing at his dad. Like, I don't know why.
He was scared when he gets like, scared. He's,
and I get scared. I get very aggressive. And I just was like, and, you know, and saying, I think, just going like, let's dive right into like some like religion politics stuff and just like taking big swings, like stuff I don't, cause I don't know anything about that shit, you know, mm-hmm. but I hear stuff. So I was just going like, how about this? And then, really doubling, tripling down on some, I guess, controversial ideas.
I did mushrooms with her family the first day I met them. Because,
wow.
Good bonding.
I don't know why. I was doing? I don't think I was doing mushrooms for some reason. Yeah.
My position essentially was that...
my mom...
That Jesus... took the longest piss ever in recorded history, like while he was in human form walking on the earth. Like that would have to be true, right? Because this is a person who has, you know, all of the sacred celestial powers of like the Almighty. And so you're telling me you could take a longer piss than Jesus, God's son? So I was really like, hitting that hard. Like I was just like, you know, like, Tom, what's the longest leak you ever fucking drained out? And then as soon as he starts to answer, I was like, Jesus topped that by a damn sight. And it started to just get really fiery. And I don't know why I cared, you know. I still think I'm right, by the way, which is like part of what
he
also...
never actually weighed in on whether or not you were right.
That's
as
true.
I recall. He
That's
never
true.
He never
That's
took a
true.
Position on whether or not that was correct.
Yeah, that's right. That's
didn't
right.
really want to engage with it. I guess maybe he
tried to move on a few times, which I took as like dodging it, like kind of, and like basically disagreeing and saying that no, he had.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened when you took
mushrooms?
Wait,
hang on a second. So you were saying Jesus took the longest piss. And your dad was saying, no, he had had the longest piss.
That, I mean,
no, my dad, I think that's what he was kind of expecting.
Oh, okay.
That and my was dad what I was did answer. For. My I dad was loaded for bear.
My
man.
Dad was prepared to answer the longest piss he ever leaked out. Like he did contribute that. I didn't expect him to have an answer so quickly.
He knew, yeah.
But he did know. But then
I guess he had the he was what was he stuck in a cab ride in traffic
on the way from Disneyland or something. That's a long ride.
That's exactly that's exactly
okay. So you
that happened to you too.
Yeah,
the but cab the
but
cab
Jesus
from Disneyland
was longer
cab
than yours Disneyland. As well.
Yeah, that
no
had
offense.
To be longer.
I mean,
my dad like traumatized my relationship to urination when I was a young boy. He told me that we were staying in a holiday house with really thin walls. Mm-hmm. So you could, you know, you could hear everybody.
Was that holiday Halloween?
No. Like what? No holiday.
Well,
like
no,
a house. Like
saying,
a vacation.
Think about that kind of house.
Which one was it?
I've been in some holiday houses that are Halloween themed. Yeah. And they are freaky. I wouldn't want to stay in there. I usually just walk through and then you go.
Oh
out the
yeah.
Back.
No. This was like the Australian holiday kangaroos around the outside and everything. And,
okay.
But he told Australia, us that you could judge a man, the size of a man's ego, based on if he urinated directly into the water in a toilet,
okay,
so everyone could hear them, or if they protected everyone's experience by peeing against the side.
And this is what I've been saying. I've been saying, like, no ego, get it all over. Don't
hey,
even.
I
don't
think,
even
I,
worry.
I,
you're
I think
yeah.
this is where. So Ben does something when he's done peeing, he karate chops. You know, the last thing a guy does
yeah.
tap. The
well, no, no, shake.
Yeah.
Some people shake.
You.
The
so
penis.
I wonder.
I just kind of
some people
slap.
Shake it. Oh no,
no
I
does
I cried around.
No.
I just give it a little love tap.
Yeah.
I wonder.
No,
if this
it shouldn't
is
have done that. It shouldn't have done that.
Discipline.
I just want to like let it know. What you just did was wrong.
This is not going to happen again. You will never do that to me again. You know.
So yeah, I wonder if that happened in that moment. You just
do you know another weird thing I do when I pee? I spit in the toilet.
Why?
Every time or in the urinal.
That's ours. We talk about that.
Before I pee. And I it's almost like I'm just like testing for depth or something.
I didn't know that.
It's like it's I don't know. It's weird.
Maybe you're superstitious.
Yeah.
I also did mushroom when I first
one mushroom
met his dad.
Did mushroom.
He had an enormous portobello.
One mushroom.
It did mushroom.
And at the time I thought his dad can be a little intimidating. I don't think he means to, but
no,
he can be
it's
a little
not. That's the thing is it feels like he's doing it on purpose, but it is just his bearing, you know. He has very severe brow and like big booming voice.
And he runs everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So like
brass knuckles
in the house, like when he's like going to get something, he is like straight up booking
with no warning. He'll just suddenly spring up from the table and just sprint really hard, like right at you and like reach over your head and so it's a little bit, and I'm so used to it, but it can be like disconcerting.
Yes. And so I did mushroom. I'd been doing some research in this area at the time and like the properties of these natural ingredients, because I thought I was trying to become like bigger, like huger. Like I thought it was going to make
bigger
me like,
than my dad.
Grow in a way so I could be like bigger than his dad.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, were we to start like grappling or something like that, I would be able to like jump
at
on
at least
him.
Have a size
Alice
advantage where he could get
Wonderland.
On top of him and be hard to move off. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
From that song.
Which song?
Jefferson Air.
Jefferson Air. One mushroom
makes you huger.
And the other mushroom helps you fight his dad. And it's, or I guess they both, I guess that one helps you fight the dad.
Mm-hmm.
But once again, you guys are looking at these power dynamics in an adversarial manner, because
we
the
said
dad,
that we weren't
early
we
on.
That
early
we
on,
said
we
that.
Did.
Oh,
and
that's
I feel
done.
Like
yeah.
we—I thought we were all kind of talking about like, look how far we've come. Like we've grown up a lot, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we are. feeling, because others have entered this space, that we need to step things up a little bit, get into, like, do we need to make it more official? Is this piece of paper, like, what it takes to, like, become a real couple podcast?
Like, yeah.
Like an LLC? What piece of paper?
So,
For us to join. We're like, joining just like, together.
Yeah, yeah, because I think that...
A loving lads... contract.
Mm-hmm. That's good. LLC. Yes. That's what,
that's right.
A loving lads contract.
Oh, it does stand for it. That does actually say LLC too. That's so crazy. That actually did.
It's okay.
That's so funny. That actually did.
Yeah, we're now moving LLC. Forward calling all yes. LLCs.
I'm having
contract.
A milk the cat moment. I am. This is crazy to me.
And so. We're getting married, like, sure, we'll get married. You want us to get, like, if you want us to get married, we will get married. Like, honestly, whatever to, like.
I've already done the harder part, which is keep a podcast going for 10 years.
Yeah.
What's your worst, have you guys had, like, real fights?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Wait, you're
getting? Like, where it seemed like it would fall
apart? He stomped on my chest while I was asleep. Stomped it. He said, and then he said there was, what did you say was on me? A scorpion?
There. You were camping.
So, we built a fort.
I don't know if that's,
It's sort of a glamping thing. Like we were sleeping like in a house, in our house.
Yeah. But we had made like a fort, like a tent, like it was a sheet and pillows and it was, so yeah, I mean it was, and we were pretending, that there was, a fire, you know, obviously we're not allowed to do that inside anymore.
Your wife said that.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Like, yes, you can be married and have like other wives.
Of course we have wives. You know what I mean?
That's how much we love adults. Being married. Like, I don't understand. Like, if you're doing a podcast about being married and, like, but you can't have wives somewhere else, like, what, like, what?
It's just a funny,
explain,
like,
that to me.
It's like, if you were, if someone was going to perform surgery on you, I'm not wishing that on anyone here, but you would probably want someone who had done it before, maybe someone who did it a lot. But now if we want to get married,
yes,
if we've done that before, that's not allowed.
Yeah.
Well, it's just like, don't you want someone getting married who has experience being married and is maybe even doing it every day? Like, that to me is just like, I'm not sure I get the math.
Oh, I have a podcast about movies where, like, I love movies so much. I talk about them. Oh, what movies do you talk about? Oh, just Primal Fear. That's the only movie I talk about.
Just one. Yeah.
I'm not allowed to talk about any other movies. Well, that is honestly what we're saying when we say, like, it's weird to do a podcast about being married to each other.
I feel like
but
the Doughboys only covered Panera.
I mean, like,
right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what cult leaders are really good at. That, like, they
talk about.
They basically say
talk
they're so
this.
Good at love. They have so much love that to limit themselves to only one partner would be. It would be like, you know, withholding from the world.
This is your show.
I mean, this is what, like, polyamorous people, show. I think, talk about, too. They just have so much to give, so much to give.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you guys have
so
always had a monogamous...
I feel like you're sort of throwing something out there, right? So this is
just
what...
We opened things up a little bit.
Did I just pick that? He just, like, tossed that out there a little bit.
Yeah. It's, like,
it's called grooming.
Geez, it kind of sounds like... Merger, the idea you're talking about reminds me of some stuff I've heard about polyamorous.
It's a polyquad, you know?
merging our audiences, potentially. We already got like four mics, like the cameras are already set up. It's like
it
just feels like I mean
destiny.
Rising tide,
you guys
do boat.
Well, like, so this is what we have to figure out. So like,
whose show is it? I'm gaining a lot in this scenario. More than you guys.
What, you're assuming the attention would be on you?
I hope.
I mean, it's very self-involved. Like, maybe one of us would be the baby in the polyquad.
You're
the
being
baby.
An egomaniac.
Am I the baby or the mom?
Every polyquad has to have a baby.
that's how it works.
I heard that, baby, though. I heard Courtney Love talking about threesomes once in the 90s. I'll never forget, in like NME. She said, you know how every threesome has a baby? And okay. I was like, whoa, that's like some wild sexual power.
Wow, because someone is crying. I mean, that's what...
experience is at least one person crying. And maybe more than one, but I don't know, because the one person who's crying is crying so loud they don't know if anyone else is or not. But that is that is how it's gone down, yeah.
You guys record in chairs.
We do.
Okay.
Why do like, I look...
Does that
I don't
work?
Look like I know how to...
what do you mean as opposed to couches?
We record in a Chevin style chair.
Okay.
Yeah, like,
okay.
You know, gaming chairs. I don't
but
know.
We
they
have
cheap.
A network and some of our babies.
Wait a second. You saved on chairs. Hang on. Let's not blow by this. He's saying the chairs were cheap.
The chairs were cheap, but some of our favorite people on the network.
We produce a podcast called Subtle Urban Sex Appeal.
And we
they,
put them
they
on
couch, they're on a couch. They're on
they
a
love
couch.
To
we keep it varied. That's really the strength of our network.
A
the
gaming
ability to
couch.
If you guys are fancier, you've got it all. Ours is DIY, but with a musician who knows, you know, the technical side. Uh-huh. So it sounds good, but, you know, we're in
well, that cables aren't hidden. You know what I mean? We're that type of podcast. We're like, we're constantly moving the cables and it's like a nightmare. You know?
Our thing is DIY as well.
Yeah.
Doing it yearly.
Ooh.
Don't let a single year go by.
Every year.
Every fucking year. We don't miss one.
No leap year.
That's our promise.
Yeah.
Yeah. Leap year we skip. Yeah.
Yesterday. That was yesterday.
Yeah. Leap day was yesterday.
Leap day. Mm-hmm.
Leap year is the whole damn year.
We really are sorting
I didn't
things
graduate
out.
High school. I'm a little intimidated. We've got a Latin tutor over here.
Latin tutor over
if
here.
If only I had you,
we got
I could have graduated.
Yeah, we got me smarter than I look.
Hollywood Handbook. Hey, gang. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to, like, smoke down a big-ass tree right now. And, like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, to just like do the math, I had 5 million each would cost $100. saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/the boys. That's rocketmoney.com/the boys. rocketmoney.com/the boys.
Hollywood Handbook.
So do you guys...
Do you?
Like, it's a marriage show. Like, we all do.
It's not a marriage show.
When?
Why are you saying it's a marriage
show? Well, we are married. I mean, it is
what was going on with the show, my dude over here explained that, like, people were taking the short position on your marriage. Mm-hmm. And that the podcast is essentially PR.
We're bragging about how well we're doing.
It's PR for the marriage. You're saying it's still here. It's a big fuck you. It's a big middle finger to internet culture.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm the Gracie Allen and he's the George Burns or something. Like, that's what sort of happened. I'm the kind of ethereal out of it person.
I'm extremely young. Hashtag. So I just...
There were a couple who were comedic couple back in the day when people did those radio shows, the live performances, you know, those kinds of things. So I don't know. We thought it would be fun. Well, we started a variety show in Australia and I found a postcard that said, "Let's be weird together," which is a dumb postcard. Mm-hmm. But I gave it to Ben on Valentine's Day or something. But simultaneously, we're doing this variety show sort of Largo style in Australia. It was really good. And we were doing skits. I'm not good at skits, but we were doing them.
You did an incredible PowerPoint presentation on the comedy of Rodney Rood.
Who's this very un-PC...
filthy Australian comic
from the 80s. Okay.
We do that. We talk about stuff.
Rodney Rood. Yeah. But I did a... So the whole shtick was that I would have to get into the country and get to stay in Australia, I have to do this PowerPoint on something Australian. And it went really well.
I'll tell you, the reading...
But I'm
the reading I only did of Saturday Night at the Motherfuckers Ball and followed up by Hey Santa, You Cunt... People were moved.
These are all Rodney Rood.
These are Rodney Rood pieces. Okay. They're pieces.
Yes.
They do sound rude. Santa, you C word.
Yeah.
So, I'm familiar with some of the, I don't know the Australia, every country has their Rodney Rood. Yeah. Mexico has Sergio Susio, who I'm more familiar with.
Do a deep dive on this.
It's like Dice here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but, yeah. But exactly. Even less, like it sounds like you're the one from Mexico is more in the same. This Rodney Rood was
bad.
Andrew Dice Clay looks like, you know, I don't even know.
Well, Andrew Dice Clay had Rick Rubin on his side. There was some kind of like cultural relevancy in pop culture. Mm-hmm. Rodney Rood was always a true outsider. It was like real
popular,
suburban,
and like 25 albums, you know.
Wow.
Each one better than the last.
Wow.
Yeah.
So do you guys like kiss on the show? And
yeah,
stuff?
Are you like making like, out you know, or like
kiss before the show? Yeah. Like what do you? Like,
that's Substack
kiss schedule with the show. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
No, but we do a lot of name dropping. We got criticized, which you guys are great name droppers too. Like,
I'm pro name dropping.
Oh, totally.
Well, what are we going to
so
do?
Yeah.
I'm going to hold all these names, you know? Like, come
people
on.
Love it.
It's basically like, that's what we have them for.
To me, it's just like, I'm just talking about like
my actual friends.
Like, I don't know? Like if that's name dropping.
Yeah, it's not really name dropping.
Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like
you talk about your friends.
To me, just everybody. We know.
I gotta keep it a fucking secret.
Yeah. What am I gonna be like? Who's the actor who had all his friends from his childhood and it was like, not De Niro, somebody like that.
What
like,
do you mean?
I'm not gonna do that. They were a movie star, but
the
they kept their friends from their
before.
Childhood.
That was the guy from before.
De Niro is the,
that was
is
the same guy.
Milk and Juice the cat.
Yes.
Yeah, but he also.
He did that.
He kept his
you
old
said
friends
you
from the
it.
Neighborhood.
You told me that.
No, it's like Mark Wahlberg or something.
Yeah, I'm not going to keep my old friends from the neighborhood.
This is your neighborhood. Yeah.
Well, I did. Mm-hmm. I grew up pretty near here.
Oh, okay. So you were into our stuff back then, probably too. Huh?
Yeah. This has got to be kind of a
you made your
crazy
way in here.
Moment.
Holy shit!
I know this
Jesus
neighborhood.
Christ.
Wow.
Yeah.
To just be like
started just looking up
little
at the marquee
kid
outside.
The gates. Yeah, just look at our poster painted
one day
on
my
there.
Name will be up there. Yeah. You know,
I'm gonna have four parking spots for myself.
I know the parking here is just it is truly a marker of success.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That I mean that was really the big thing that got us in here. Obviously, we don't always get the parking. A lot of times, Kevin takes the parking spot and then texts us that there's no parking spots left. But so y'all are in there.
So you don't kiss.
We don't.
We haven't kissed on the podcast.
I love kissing. In marriage, you can forget kissing. We do everything else, but sometimes I'm like, we haven't kissed in a while. But
used to do for a long time. Sean and I would hold both hands and be like cheek to cheek during the show.
Yeah.
And it was
mic as well.
Yeah. So only one mic. But it, when like, we
started, before you could afford the two, kind of hurt. So sweet.
No,
it's hurt. Salad days.
It does.
It felt sweet, but like your neck really hurts. It's like an hour plus of that.
And one of us, like, and it wasn't always the same, but it was like one of us was always sopping wet and the other one was bone dry.
Yes.
And so your cheek would kind of stick, or one cheek would be scratchy and the other one would feel kind of gooey.
And we'd tip over really fast. We ended up having to kind of do it on our sides.
Yeah.
And just like bring down the mic because we would just tip over so quickly. It'd be impossible to figure out who was the one. Like it was like a Ouija board type where like something got in, some spirit got in us. And
did
we,
you have
like,
to put your arms
over.
Around each other to like that?
No, our hands that we're holding.
Oh, right.
Sorry,
holding
I don't.
Hands.
I really
sorry.
Tried
okay,
to
that, explain.
Just don't visualize that.
I really I'm tried just, to.
He did say it.
I think
I thought
did it
was
wrong.
Pretty clear, but
the
I'm,
hand holding.
No,
I would
our
cut
hand.
That
we
part
had
out.
Both hands, and we would end up kind of with our feet touching as well.
I like the versatility of this. It feels like there's room for you guys to sort of have a fluid. I guess like whether like it's gender or something, it's like, but who's like, you know, who's where the power is. Or it feels like there's room for both of you to take the lead at different times in that position.
Wet, dry leads of who's doing what.
So we've been talking about sitting on each other's laps.
Mm-hmm.
We've had the lap conversation. Like, yes, we've talked about it.
We discuss it, and it is what you're talking about, where it's like we are in agreement. No one should have to always be right, the one who gets sat on,
unless it's Santa.
You could
Santa the cunt. No, you said that.
Yeah.
So
you did.
You also said Jesus pees for a very long time. It's very blasphemous.
Well,
so it's blasphemous to say, and like I didn't want to jump in on this when it was with my dad either. And like, you know, this is the last time we talked, basically, me and my dad. But like, so it's blasphemous to say that Jesus was possessed with like more abilities and powers than a normal man.
That's compliment.
That's blasphemy.
They mean it as a compliment. Yeah.
I could see that. I feel like I'm sinking.
It doesn't feel like
and imagine
did see it,
when
though.
He karate chopped it after, like, imagine.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very gentle or strong. Who knows? Jesus could go both
ways. I feel like Jesus'
ways.
Whole touch was gentle and strong. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the essence of his message was in the shake.
What I believe it would be a very slow, methodical karate chop that then, upon impact, could create a literal tidal wave.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like a Superman type thing, like where, like, the immense power, the potential.
It's a sonic boom.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean...
He's like summoning his power the whole time.
Yeah. Hiya, Dad. You know? And
he calls
like,
his penis that?
Well, no.
God.
But he's speaking to
his
I guess he could.
The father.
I guess he could.
What the lap sitting conversation we've had. Yes, we've talked about it.
Of course we have to talk about it.
One of us has been pursuing a personal training regimen that has made sort of bottom area very sharp.
Mm.
And so that has, when we've sort of had this conversation, it causes problems for
the
person.
Think about what's next, because obviously fashion, physical attractiveness, like all of these things move in these cycles, right? It's never one thing for very long. Yeah, you both know. We've seen enough trends
Everything
come and go.
Everything old is new again.
Yes.
And I want to say this was not intentional. And, like it ended up in this. He's trying to make the best of it, but it was not something
that
he meant to
do. But we've seen the big bulbous right rear end that has been in fashion, yes, for a minute.
And he was trying. But that's what he was trying to achieve.
Fine, but that's going to change. Yes. I promise you. Like, you know, if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes. Well, if you don't have the right shaped butt.
He did something.
Also.
Did something wrong.
Also wait a little longer than 5 minutes it's been. But at some point, me having some skin tight jeans where there's triangles poking out.
Bony,
you know,
ass,
what I mean?
Yeah.
From each cheek. That is going to be incredibly appealing. And the listeners' numbers will show that. And I am eager to demonstrate it. But, you know, for now, so I don't want to lose it. Like, because I'm being pressured from someone else who does the show to lose
what I was promised was a big bulbous cushion to either be on me or to provide the extra support I am getting to do the sitting. And instead, what I have is two hurt legs or a ruined couch.
It's difficult to balance because I am either piercing the couch,
yes,
or like when I have something resting on me, obviously, you know, like, well, it's a bipod, isn't it? It's two stems, really. Mm-hmm. And so any amount of weight shift kind of sends me toppling over, and we're back in the same position we were when we were holding hands like this.
Can we get back into how does it correlate the shift in culture towards skinny jeans and bony butts? You said one thing that confused me. You said the listener numbers are going to reflect this.
But
why,
please,
is that going to send your podcast numbers booming if butts
you
get
are,
skinny?
You
see
are
the cameras.
Students. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, gosh, I really thought.
It's just going to go viral because you're going to have the perfect butt for the moment.
Yeah. I mean, so right now people,
have
I think,
not been in class. Been like a little hooky, it seems,
yes,
like.
Yeah, I need some after school tutoring students. But there's a... there's a sort of saying in the industry, right, which is butt sells.
Mm-hmm.
And that the Patreon numbers currently are on the decline. And I believe that what our listeners are doing is kind of saving up and getting stronger,
mm-hmm,
for the moment when I can
I love
premiere
when I see the numbers
a
go
very
down
fashionable.
Because I know,
oh my
they're
God,
just
they're
like
backing up to get a running start at breaking a new record. And that is so encouraging for me. And I'm going to be able to reward them because I will be recording. I'll put the mic behind the couch and I will be bent over the couch from the just you know, ass facing cam and talking from behind, and it'll be like a very visually satisfying and disorienting experience. I mean you could probably take mushrooms with her parents and watch that show and experience kind of every emotion.
It
does been trying to spin like a top too, but it doesn't with two of them, it doesn't really work.
Yeah. No,
I like it.
I tried holding a really strong balloon on one side to like kind of have me
lift one side off the ground, but like the top doesn't spin on the side; it has to be pointing straight down.
And
getting the formula right, I either am floating away, right, and then I need Hayes to catch me and pull me back down.
Yeah,
or I'm just not lifted. But what were you gonna ask me?
Oh yeah, so is it a corset? Are you gonna sell what makes this new desirable shape? Is it like training, like corset training in the shape of a
or
triangle?
Is it surgical, or is it purely just workouts
or exercise
diet?
Oh, hang on a second,
is
let
there
me
a lot of
give
merch
away the farm?
Yeah, okay.
Let me just
well, you know,
paywall that, paywall,
let me
that
just give away the farm.
Yeah. I mean, the second
so, I thank you for asking the
first,
so,
have the damn farm.
I know the first person who so does
I,
something
I, but I do
usually
appreciate
doesn't
you asking
hit
because
usually
I think it is a like a device that he made and is just
okay
wearing. I don't think it is
a device. Okay.
I think it's something that he pulls on.
Please. Like, would a device make a loud clang every time I sat down?
So I don't know if you heard that when he first sat down, like it clangs, it rattles, like little, there's like little nuts and bolts like falling out of his pant calves.
Yeah,
and,
because like, my belt is busted. So you know, it's not like.
So I think he was trying, and also trying, because he said that he was doing this whole regimen to get the big bulbous bottom. But I think he was trying to just make. I think he was trying to do a shortcut on that and just make something, make a device.
So often, right, when someone has a huge scientific breakthrough, it is a byproduct of what they were trying to do.
That's true.
You know, they're aiming. Yeah. They're trying to make whatever it is.
And every I read that Taylor Lorenz book about extremely online about all the websites and everything, mm-hmm. social media. They were all trying to do something other than the thing they ended up servicing.
Were they all?
With. Yeah, they were
that was,
all. Like,
and that was Taylor like Lautner.
Taylor Lautner.
Yeah, I don't want to, like, yeah. No, but, that was it was his book.
Oh, know? That was
like,
his book.
What's an example?
Yeah. Well, like an example is like Twitter was meant to just be, it was like little updates of things you were doing during the day. It was meant to just be the status update aspect of
and
Facebook
was...
And then journalists started using it and sharing it. Anyway, the point is that like you stumble onto the actual market need.
It was actually for
exactly.
So I was on there like yeah, yeah, like yeah. one of like an early okay. user of it, and it was actually to figure out where Shaq was and to be the mm-hmm. first one to touch him,
physically touch him.
Yes.
And Facebook first was grading girls on their looks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Remember that part?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
you were luckily not. I mean that was mean.
It was mean to some people. It was kind to others.
But fun. That's what I mean, it is fun to grade. I mean, really fun. I mean, if it wasn't mean,
no, I mean,
I would do it a lot.
It's like to objectify, like in either direction, to be like, oh, like this girl's hot or whatever.
Be like, who's the
or be
four,
like, oh, this girl's ugly. Ugh. So I would just do all B's.
Kevin, put just this a down. Solid. They can
everyone
have
gets
that.
Everyone gets a B.
You don't want
they,
that?
They can have that. Some of the stuff has been for us. You guys can have that. The grading girls
on their looks.
On their looks part, like podcast segment. I think y'all should cover that just because, like, I think we've got a lot.
Yeah,
we've
taken
have
a
time.
Lot of stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Kissing.
Well, now
heads,
I don't want it anymore.
Sitting on each other's
I
laps.
Only want the things that you want.
Oh, okay.
I'm very competitive, jealous.
Is this how it is always?
It is true. I'll tell you what.
I
like,
am competitive.
If it's time to like order food, it's like she just wants to know what I'm going to order mm-hmm. before she orders because she knows she's just going to want to eat my food. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is part of, you are a competitive
I do have
human
that
being.
Envy. And even this morning you went, I didn't want to go to Pilates. But you were going. I just am competitive with him.
Yeah, you can't.
I want what he...
You can't let this guy go to Pilates.
No way.
And I never would try psychedelics, but I'm like, I couldn't have let you have an experience that I didn't have. Mm-hmm. I didn't even want
to
try.
We had the same thing. Where whenever he wants to go to Pilates...
I find out which way
he's going. It's so stupid, I know. But I find out like what if he's taking a car... Then I need to like take a plane or a helicopter to get so I get to Pilates first
mm-hmm.
and
right
I'll,
before me
right before him and I'll be like stretched out on both machines so like he can't
like, now get, I'm like hiding like yes. when I'm going to Pilates or I'm like lying about where I am all
you
the
have
time.
That good machine right by the window with the good
yeah
light.
And the one next to it
and he has both machines it's a two machine
and so I'm straddling at like my I have one foot on each one and like both of the hand holding things from each machine in each
and,
hand
and talk about
just
this
ripping.
When we go to, and then afterwards we'll go to lunch or something, we're going to order food.
Yes.
And of course he wants to know what I'm going to get.
Yes.
And what I'll do is I won't tell him. I won't even look at the menu. And then I'll go, I'll say like, you know, right when the waiter comes, I'll go, hey. And then I'm like, look at him. And I'm looking at him with a mean face, right? And I go, watch this.
Then I'm doing a
and
mean
then
face
I'll, too. Yeah. And then I'll order like, just like, dishwater mm-hmm. like something horrible like just like something that I know that he won't enjoy because I know he's gonna take it
and
you know?
I, then I have to eat it
yes.
I'm so competitive
yes.
I have to eat it
he
we both eat it
yeah we both eat it no I have to eat it too that's
ordered,
what I ordered you know what I mean it'd be humiliating because I'm a people pleaser at the end of the day you can feel that
it's very hard to manage these the, you know, the competitiveness, the long-term suspicion in these mm-hmm. relationships.
That's an adorable moment. Yeah. I picture that in like a Little Rascals episode of just I hate this dishwater.
I'm like, so young. Looking I just at, don't. Yeah. Yeah.
Every reference like, I have.
I don't know.
I am 82.
Yeah.
Remember when you
cradle
were convinced,
robber?
Remember when you were convinced I was trying to kill you? By
we had this.
This happened.
Yes,
you do yours, but we'll go.
I was listening to a lot of scary podcasts,
and I wasn't intervening while she was using tap water in the neti pot. Mm. You know, to clean. And
we're not hippies. I tell you, neti pot,
seasonal allergies.
I don't like
the Santa Ana ones.
I don't believe in all this like health foods. I mean, I just not anymore.
The neti pot's not a health
right?
food.
It's
yeah,
fine.
It's not
right?
a health
okay.
food.
So
yeah.
just don't get the wrong
no,
image.
I mean,
you shouldn't eat it at all.
But I've been using it for a year or so, and it's then really Ben dangerous. Said, you know, you're never supposed to use tap water because
the bacteria can go into your brain.
And meanwhile, mm-hmm. I wasn't using tap water, but mm-hmm. I just said, why are you saying
gotta
this
use orange
now?
Juice or something?
Are you doing a long what's it called, like
a long game
watching me use the unfiltered water,
crossing my fingers yeah. going perhaps today.
This is
the
actually
day.
the most common cause and methodology of murder in the United States.
Mm-hmm. It's booming,
standing by quietly.
They can never tell, like they could never say someone did that to yes. you that wasn't,
and it's always
it's
the spouse.
So hard to prove.
It's always the spouse mm-hmm. who is watching them use the neti pot with tap water inside, pouring it into mm-hmm. their brain.
It's just like, how could you let me do that all these years? You don't care about me.
I was on a murder trial, a jury. I got called in for jury duty, and the whole trial we were just watching like Nest Cam footage of a husband mm-hmm. in a living room just watching his wife use the neti pot. He's just rubbing his hands together, so pleased,
tap water.
You know, because she. Yeah, you'd hear the tap running, and then
so we
hear
had
some sputtering.
A kind of a similar thing. So I
really
can't,
close
my yeah. my. Problems go beyond what the neti pot can address, so I need to step it. I need to the next level of the neti pot.
He puts a Theragun up there.
I have a Theragun
just as like to warm it up.
It's yeah. like a so I have to Theragun my nose first, and then I have like a attachment that goes at the end of a garden hose, and I just nestle that like mm-hmm. straight up against my nose, so like nothing can escape and like everything is just like flushing straight into my brain.
So cool. You're so
yes.
cool. Ooh.
Yes.
Well, that tone will just about do it for me. So you get to rank girls, and we'll talk about all the couple stuff. And that is another successful episode of the podcast. Goodbye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.